Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cass. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Good evening out there. Yes, it is Tillit Tuesday. And we have Ms. Stephanie Haynes coming on with us, the author of The Healing of the Wound. And she's going to give us some information. We have a lot to tell you. We're talking about a chapter in her book that is so phenomenal that you can go over and over a lifetime, years and years and years, and you'll still find exciting stuff. But I'd like to tell you this. This is coming from my heart. I hope that you will always speak the truth boldly, saying what needs to be said, no matter whom you are addressing. When it comes down to champion a just cause, you must never be cowardly, never flaunt, never try to curry favor. That's what it's all about here. So you know, unity without harmony creates no peace, but unification with action creates great victories. And this show is being sponsored by Community Unification and Collaboration, CUC, grassroots nonprofit organization that finds solutions to the need. They're a group of advisors and consultants, and they can take you from Wall Street to Main Street. So, Community Unification and Collaboration, give us a call, 323-769-5879. We'll get all that information out to you. And also, when you dial 323-769-5879, you can leave your request. You can have a question. We can do shout-outs for you. And mentioning shout-out, I'd like to give a shout-out to my cousin, who is in Northern California, Roslyn. It is her birthday today, so happy birthday to you, Roslyn Bryant. That is my cousin. Very, very, very interesting lady. Hope she's having a great day. As a matter of fact, I know she's having a great day because, you know, that's what it's all about over here. When I get up in the morning, and you can follow my trend, I look in the mirror, and I said, you know what, you're beautiful, I love you, and you're going to have a lovely day. So I'm going to play this for you by Bill Withers because this is my theme song. Welcome in to Waking Up with Linda McShann and Tell It Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all I know it's gonna be a lovely.
That's right. You make it happen and keep it positive, and it will always happen. We have Miss Stephanie Haynes on the line with us this evening. You know she's about that mind, body, and spirit. Listen, get your pencils and pads out because she's going to get you busy. Stephanie Haynes, are you with us this evening with Waking Up with Linda McShann?
Yes, good evening, Miss Linda. How are you this evening?
I'm wonderful, and I know you wonderful, and I'm going to put that appreciation out there ahead of time. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for caring and sharing with us and being here for us and giving us this edumacation, as I call it.
Okay. Okay, so with that being said, so good evening, listeners. So tonight we are talking about the third chakra.
Yes,
so the third chakra is the energy that is concerned with the personal power, your personal power. Our sense of our place in the world, our confidence in ourselves, and our self-esteem are centered on the chakra. So it is the seat of our will, our ability to stand by our own convictions and carry out what we have willed and dependent on the energy of the chakra. So with this chakra, and when it's out of balance, we may be overly sensitive to the reactions of other people. And it looks like feeling indifferent or coolness as rejection and anything less than totally positive feedback as criticism of ourselves. Now, our own inner critic may also be operating at a level where we have little confidence in our own capability, our worthiness, or our chance of being loved. When this chakra is in balance, we are able to accept the responsibilities that are truly ours and be confident and our actions and abilities. We are able to decide how we wish to act and then maintain our chosen course of action. We will also be able to function without the approval of anyone around us. The courage and strength to be who we are without outside approval is a sign of healthy self-esteem. Mm-hmm. So this chakra is often referred to as the solar plexus or a navel chakra.
Mm.
Now, the third chakra is located at the solar plexus. The corresponding color of the chakra is yellow. All right? So, then it's represented by a lotus of the 10 petals. The flow of energy, it moves in a clockwise direction and connects to the vital auric body. Now, it regulates the pancreas, the stomach, the liver, the spleen, the gallbladder, small intestine, the abdomen, the sternum, and the back. It is associated with inner peace, personal power, self-confidence, self-worth, self-acceptance, and trusting, and accepting our gut feelings. So, you know, and that's right at the stomach, right? So your stomach is like the second heart or your second brain, I would say. So you get that gut feeling that something is going to happen, whether it's good or bad or indifferent, right?
True.
Now the personal, so now the personal growth area, you get higher self-esteem relating to the world around us. Because if we're not operating in our authentic self, then we are settling for whatever comes around us.
Mm.
Or we're not taking responsibility of our own actions. You've become starting the blaming game, putting the fingers, or instead of taking responsibility yourself. Right?
That's true.
So, is there any questions before I go on, Miss Linda?
Not really. I'm just over here right now. You know, I love to see the colors. You know, I like colors here, and I'm glad that you told me that that color was not yellow, because every time I see yellow, I will be thinking about those lotus 10 petals that are moving around in there, giving me what I need. But this is when you get that knot in your stomach or that jiggle in your stomach, that gut feeling. That is what we're talking about here, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so
I'm good.
You got to fill some. I want everybody to grab a pen and a pencil and some paper.
Yes.
A pen or a pencil. You know, you might need a pencil to erase. So what we're ready to do now, we're just going to go with some affirmation regarding our third chakra. And I'm going to start with self-worth and self-esteem. And I think that's very important, you know, to be able to have that, to be able to live your authentic life.
Mm-hmm.
So I honor myself by doing things that please me, not only those that please others. Because we don't ever want to be a people pleaser.
No.
All right? Because when you get in company with another individual, you know, that's their gift to them to even have you in their presence.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And not being egotistical or anything of that sort. It's just that once you know who you are and have confidence within yourself, you're never looking outside of yourself for somebody to give you approval.
That's true.
Okay. I am empowered as I release the need to live up to other people, unrealistic expectations of me.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to read that again?
Yes.
I am empowered as I release the need to live up to other people's unrealistic expectations of me. When I respect and approve of myself, others would naturally do the same.
Mm-hmm.
I teach others how to treat and respect me by how I treat and respect myself. I know I am worthy of love and respect. The boundaries I create with others acknowledge my self-worth. I'm going to read that one again. I know I am worthy of love and respect. The boundaries I create with others acknowledge my self-worth. And with saying that, you have to have self-discipline.
Mm-hmm.
To set those boundaries.
Yeah, you do.
Right?
Definitely.
So, my self-discipline and willpower will significantly help me in my efforts to move forward and grow. I am free of the need for the approval of others. I face each challenge with the determination and the courage, and I am determined to live my life to its full potential. I am strong and capable. My actions speak louder than my words. And then for that to have, you have to have confidence in yourself.
Yes.
So that self-confidence, you have to trust yourself fully. You will not allow fear or doubt to hold you back from doing what?
True. I love it.
I have confidence, belief, and conviction in my ability and goals. I welcome questioning by others as this gives me a chance to clarify my truth, ideas, and philosophies. I trust in a higher power, and I am open to new challenges.
Trust in a higher power and open. Right.
Uh-huh.
And a high power. Yes. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then you have to have that personal power. Because without the personal power, you know, it's going to be hard to accomplish this, right? So I choose to be myself and to express my truth. I have a positive influence on the people and the situation around me. I allow my integrity and confidence to shine, which instills more confidence and belief in myself and then encourage others to have the natural confidence in me. Now, I do not allow my personal power to become egotistical, manipulative, or exploitative. Okay? You're humble. Now you have to have that inner harmony with yourself. You have to trust your innate wisdom and respond accordingly. So you do not allow your mind to create doubt or to override your strong gut feeling. You accept and express your feelings while accepting the feelings of others. You are at peace with yourself and those around you, and you do not harbor unrealistic expectations of yourself or others. You release the need to control others. Your personal power is the freedom from ego and from any desire to manipulate or exploit situations or people. The foundation of all your thoughts and actions is trusted in yourself. Now, after having that inner harmony, you have to have that freedom of choice. And by having that freedom of choice, you have to choose wisely, because your decisions have a great impact on how you see yourself and how you feel about yourself. You own, you accept, and express your feelings unreservedly and do not try to escape them with your own mind games. You know, I remember someone talked about the evil twins, right?
Yes.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And you got to be careful of that. You know, listen to that first thought. The first mind is the right mind. Don't start second guessing it. When you start second guessing it, then you mess it up. Right? So
you're right.
Have free will to choose how you respond to any situation. Choose to respond with wisdom, clarity, and understanding. If something get out of control, you know, take a deep breath, count to 10, or just let it rest and go back to it the next day if it's that hot. All right? Then after that, you have to be a warrior.
You have to be what, Stephanie?
a warrior.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, you embrace your inner strength, the power and the resiliency, and you allow yourself to shine. You unfold your full potential as an empowered person with a true sense of who you are. You grow in consciousness as you overcome and transcend life challenges. You need the warrior inside of you for the journey ahead, and you are courageous in moving forward. Now, with that being said, you have to be the oneness of unity. You know, to be in rhythm with the universe, you know, you got to be, you know, one. It's oneness.
That's
you know,
true.
Sometimes it's kind of hard, you know, and with family, community, and your workplace. Sometimes it's hard to be, you know, oneness with unity. You know, we can be many body and one in mind.
Yes.
You know, and I think once you accept the oneness of all life and know that you with all others on this journey, you support them and let them support you. You are brave. You're not afraid to ask for assistance because everybody don't know everything.
No.
Okay, everybody don't know everything. You have to allow yourself to empathize, sympathize with others, and choose to see the love in all around you,
mm-hmm.
in everything that is around you, right? Seeing everything as a part of your own life and accept others for who they are. Because remember, we cannot change anything,
no.
anyone. Right? So
no.
find common grounds with others rather than differences.
Mm-hmm.
As they bring harmony into your life and into theirs. So with that being said, your third chakra, it's very important because that's where you create your inner peace, your personal power, your self-confidence, your self-worth, your self-acceptance. Trusting and accepting are gut feelings. When it hits you in the gut, don't ignore that.
No.
It's telling you, hey, something is not right. Something, you know, even if something good, it's going to hit you right there in the gut. So it'll let you know, okay, it's okay. You know, because like I said, your third chakra is like your second brain.
Mm.
You know, they call it the emotional belly, your power. That's where your power source comes from, out of that chakra, the third chakra.
Wow.
And this, and you know, your third chakra is very powerful.
It is. That's why you have to keep it very, very healthy. Eat the right foods. Put the good stuff up in there. Make sure that it's functioning properly, because if that's the second brain, you really need to make sure that that blood is flowing through that. Am I right? You know,
mm-hmm.
eating the right things. You know, how you can walk into an area. We haven't been going in, but, you know, you can step into a place and step around a group of people, and you, if you're in tune, you feel it. It will say,
mm-hmm.
take a seat or run out the door. One or the other. Okay. You'll feel it. And if you try to force against that, That's like you're saying, letting that second voice come up in there, that other twin, as we call it, because she's really out of balance, okay? But she hangs, she runs with that other twin. They twins, but they're opposite. So you have one that's giving you a knot in the stomach saying, you know, I think you need to excuse yourself. And then that other one said, no, just sit on down. I'll give you an example. If I may, I don't want to get going too far, but I had a friend, and she loved to go to different functions. She was a spiritual person, right? So she said, I'm going to go to this place where they're doing the smoke TP, you know, the cleansing. I said, really? And it's in Pasadena. Come and go with me. And, you know, I know the truth. Smoke lot, as you know, that's what I was brought up in. And so I said, okay, I'll go. So we pulled in front of this home, and we blocked the driveway, so the neighbor came out, and she was a bit upset, so that was one sign, okay? So I said, what time does this start? So she told me, I said, let's sit out here and see what type of people go in the door. Okay, let's just watch the attendees, right? So we sit out, and we went inside, so I saw a few feathers hanging on the window, you know, some pictures, you know, of tribal people. So I said, where's your smoke TP? Where's the lodge? Okay, so, oh, it's in the back. I said, oh, I'd like to see it. I went out there and looked at that TP and looked inside, and it looked like the blankets that were in there hadn't been washed in a year. I backed up, and I said, let's go sit back down. I said, let's see who else comes in. The persons that came that door was so, they were so heavy. They were so dark. I told my friend, get your money back, please. Get your money back. And so I asked the lady to come outside. And I said, do you ever do this on a one-on-one? You know, with just one person or whatever. Oh, well, yeah, sometimes I do it. I said, well, you know, I'd be interested in that at a later time. And my friend looked at me. So when we got in the car, I said, you know what? I said, we wouldn't have never saw you again. I said, if you would have got up in there with all of that energy, there's no telling what you was going in there for to be. It didn't feel right. And she says, I'm so glad you came with me because I would have just sit there and went on through it anyway. I said, uh-huh. So she needs to, I'm going to send her a copy of this show so she can learn about that third chakra, because I said, we might not enough. It just didn't feel right. It didn't look right. It didn't feel right. And it wasn't right. I said, get your money back. That lady was so angry with me, but you think I cared? Because if you think I'm going up in there with these people, you must be out your mind. Because we'll never come up out of here. And if we do, we'll be coming up out of here with three heads or whatever. No, 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 no. So I can understand and agree with you understanding what that does and listening to that. You know, some of us don't pay attention. Some of us just kind of like try to go and leave it. So this is, I mean, they're all important. Every chakra is important because it has a different function. But this one is the big daddy. Or maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I haven't went through all of them. So I just wanted to share that with you. To let you know, I understand that gut feeling, you know, and that was, you know, being able to walk away, get your money back. I didn't care if that lady didn't like it. You think I cared? Okay, we had already got the first warning when the neighbor came out talking crap, okay? That was the first sign right there. We wasn't supposed to, this is not the place we need to be, because she was nasty and ugly. You know, I said, oop, that was warning number one. But she said, I would have just stayed. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I'm glad I came with you. But don't do that again. I said, when you go to a smoke lodge, I said, it's serious. Okay? And it's not laid out like that. Okay? It's serious. So we're going to have to go up in the mountains and smoke it out, baby. Okay? I'm going to take you to a real one. But, you know, people like that. But people go in. Liked a lot of spiritual stuff and, you know, different stuff. And there were some nice places that, you know, things that you, you know, learn about and stuff. But that one was like, I don't think so. I'm going to sit outside in the swing and wait for y'all, okay? I'm not going up in there. I don't even like the way they look coming through the door. I mean, woof, I wish I would have had a camera. It's like, whoa, they need to smoke till the end of time and get all that crap up off of them because they was heavy stripping me. So, okay, I'm going to be quiet with my storytelling because, you know, I can go on and, you know, we'll be going on. So I'm done. I just wanted to share that. So keep on educating us, please, and caring and sharing.
So did you have any more questions?
I did have a caller to call in, and she wanted to know, let me find it here. I wrote it down, and she wanted to know how can you, if you're just learning about it and trying to keep yourself in balance, how can you know when you're really out of line if you're not aware of what's happening? What steps should she take? I know this is good information. Is there things that she could read? Where should she go learn about more? Because if she's out of balance, she doesn't know why she's out of balance. And if she's understanding the alignment of the chakras, then that would be, you know, very, very helpful. So where would she start on that?
Well, you know, once she, you know, learned the seven chakras and know where, you know, what's going on, where, what is associated with whatever she's going through.
Okay.
And then she can start working on that.
Okay. All
right, so this is the third chakra, you know. You know,
okay.
When you look at what regulates that chakra.
Okay.
When you start feeling, you know, okay, for instance, the third chakra is your pancreas, your stomach, your liver, your spleen, your gallbladder, the small intestine, your abdomen, your sternum, and your back. So when you start having problems in those areas, then that's when you know that your chakra is out of balance.
Mm.
Then you ask yourself, okay, my inner peace is being disruptive. My personal power has been taken away from me.
Mm.
My self-confidence has been lowered, okay? Mm. My self-worth, do not, you know, allow anybody and anything to say and do anything to me, right?
Mm.
You're accepting anything. You're not listening to your gut feeling.
Mm.
So that's when you know that you're out of balance.
Mm.
You know?
Wow.
Because, you know, right. And that goes for each one of the chakras. When you started having problems, you know, I can go back, you know, to the second chakra, you know, and what it regulates. That's the ovaries, the testes, the kidneys, the bladder, the prostate, the pelvis, the body fluids, the adrenal glands, the large intestines, the lower back, and the sacrum. You know, that's all in the second chakra. All right? And so what it associates with, that's your sexuality, your centrality, your mentoring, your honoring, and your nurturing of yourself.
Mm.
And then when that get out of balance, you got to ask yourself, okay, what is this that I need? Okay, I need to do more me time. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I had a situation with my kidneys, you know, and I said, oh, okay. You know, and I realized over the holidays, I kind of overextended myself.
Mm.
You know, and then not only that, trying to keep my immune system up, taking more vitamin C than I need to, that creates kidney stones, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. So, and that's painful. And that's painful. So I had to go back and read the second chakra for myself. I said, okay, now my kidneys is, you know, is acting up. So what did I do to get that out of balance? You know? And then I said, oh, yeah, I have overextended myself during the holiday season. To family, to community, to work, you know. So,
overdid it, just like pushing out there, being the do-it-out lady.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right, just trying to make sure that everybody's okay.
Yes, yes, yes. As you always have, you always will. And that's the way you do things. But then again, like you say, me time. Because, you know, I'll pull back on you. I'll be walking out the door and it'll hit me, and I'll close that door and take off my shoes and pick up that phone and say, you know what, I'm not going to be able to make it. And I'm not giving you no explanation, so don't ask me why. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Because body has said, you know what, I guess that third chakra is controlled, like you say, about, you know, your will, your self empowerment. It's empowerment, your worth. Because I refuse to be around anybody that has my value less than I value myself. I won't be around you, okay? And when I pick it up, you got a problem. I might tell you about it before I go. You know me. But once I pick it up, it's like, I don't think so. Because coming up, you know, when you're raised a certain way, like you said, this particular chakra gives you your self-confidence and stuff. And, you know, in different situations, you know, I've had people try to break that confidence. When you try to step on that confidence, I rise on you. I rise. I guess so. I think that my number three is really working real good. I'm straight as a post up over here. Okay, I know. It's like the doctors look at my MRIs and they say, you know, if you got a situation, because I'm like, well, you know, a person that has this problem, how are you walking? Or how are you this and that? And I'm looking at them. And I'm saying, well, I'm not getting no pain, so I guess that number three chakra is doing its job. Because they're looking, and we'll talk about that at another day, because I know you could give me some helpful information, and you know, since I don't run naked in the neighborhood, I can't really, really put it out there. But I'm understanding what that chakra number three does after listening. It's like it teaches you how to say no, okay? Mm-hmm. It really does. Mm-hmm. That's the no button. Your eyes and say, did you understand what I said button? Okay? So I don't have no problem with that. I'm like a pole over here. I'm just listening and I'm laughing. You know, going out there being free or whatever, but you have a lot of individuals that work very, very hard to try to pull you out of that. But me, it don't work. When you come that way, Stephanie, I rise. R-I-S-E. My head starts spinning, my eyes start rolling, and that number three be saying, I don't think so. And it depends on my mood, I'll tell you, I don't think so. You know, so that's what I teach my babies. I say, you stand your ground. You stand it. You know, stand your ground, because we have to be good examples of the youth that we deal. And most of them, you know, everybody go into their own, and they have a different way of doing it. But we, as the mentors, we have to set that good example. So it's like, that is your space. That is your space. And this is how you protect it. Okay, don't let any, I was teaching, I was dealing with the preschoolers I taught. And I had a classroom, this was cool, about I don't know how many years back, and there was a young man, and I knew, you know, with babies, you have to visit and understand the family, right? And I knew the children, I knew the family, and so this young man was coming to school every day, and it was a diverse campus, you know, with the little ones. And, you know, everybody teamed up, and they, you know, and he was African-American, and I would see his brothers bring him to school every day, so I knew he had brothers, right? And I knew that they was teaching him. But he was very quiet and very, I guess, trying to fit in. And so the other group of kids was just like, he'd get a book, they'd go take it, right? Mm-hmm. They'd have, I was just watching. You know, I was observing, because I said, no, I know he going to come alive because he got brothers, okay? I know he's going to come alive. And I know those brothers are out there working with him. So they kept it up, and I just observed. I wouldn't get in there. I wouldn't interfere, you know, if it was something that was real crazy and creating not so positive dialogue. I'd say, okay, well, we're going to all put back all these books, and let's go over here, and we're going to talk about this and sit in a circle and, you know, take it and turn it around. So one day I was at the desk, and I heard all this rumbling, right? They must have took something from him that he really wanted. And when he got through over there, they were straightening line. I don't condone anything like that, but I had to see him take that rise. And so after I saw it, then I went over and we had great dialogue about it. But when he got through expressing himself, they was carrying his books, okay, and bringing him things that they thought he wanted. I said, I knew he had it in him. I knew it. But I couldn't interfere and I couldn't baby. You know, these are babies, right? So they're used to being under that mama protection, and they're there to grow, you know. And that was what my job was, to sit back and observe and see when they step into that next slot. And that's how adults are. You still have adults that's that way. So that number three chakra, that is sacrum. Am I pronouncing it correctly? Bad number three is the clincher. And I'm listening to you because this weekend I finished my last workshop on purpose. And the last topic of purpose is how are you going to get there, right? And I'll talk with you because I'm going to be telling them about the number three chakra. I told them about the number two one last week. See, I'm learning too. So we just blend this stuff out here. But it's that number three that takes us, gives us what we have to do. Now, Stephanie, next week, we went through the one, two, and the root, the number two, the number three. What is the next chakra that's there?
So the next chakra is chakra number four. That's your throat. No, that's your heart chakra.
Heart chakra, okay.
Yes.
Okay, so that's the topic that we're going to be on before. And, you know, we still have some minutes here, so I done told you two stories, y'all. Shut up, because, you know, I'll get to pulling out this poem book and get going. So let me just be quiet over here. So carry us on through. We got about a good 15 minutes to go, so I'm not going to let you up. We want to get as much as we can get from you.
Yeah, and so, you know, with the third chakra, we have to be very careful on listening to our inner voice.
Mm.
Our inner voice is very important. And setting healthy boundaries.
Mm.
Setting healthy boundaries is another thing that we have to be very, very concerned about, is keeping that boundary set. And then trusting. Mm. And, you know, if you have trust issues, mm-hmm. you're going to always have problems in this chakra.
Mm.
Because you have to trust and accept. So if you have trust issues, it's hard for you to accept anything from anyone because you don't trust them, right?
Mm. That's true.
All right. And then you won't be able to even trust your inner gut feelings because the lack of trust.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So to really heal this chakra, you got to deal with the core issue of why you're not trusting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're at your early stage, I say from the womb to 5 years old, you know, that's when you learn the binding of the trust from your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have not learned that in that early age of your life, and if you're dealing with any kind of abandonment issue,
mm-hmm.
then it's hard for you to trust. And then you go through life sabotaging the relationship, whether it's intimate relationship,
mm-hmm.
relationship with your job, relationship with your friends and family. It's hard to create those harmonious relationships because of the lack of trust. And then when you don't trust, then you don't have self-confidence in yourself.
True.
Right.
Mm.
So this is a chakra that you really have to go in, and journaling is fine. And I talk about pulling back the onion, right?
Yes.
Some people call it scaffolding. I call it pulling back the onion, because when you peel an onion, sometimes you cry. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's no emotional attachment to that crying when you peel the onion, the real onion. Right? But you will have emotional attachment when you peel back the layers of the stuff that you have been holding on to to keep you from your true identity and who you really are as an individual.
So what you're saying is like build that trust and let it all hang out and have fun.
Pretty much. You can be yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you be a
who else can you be?
Right. You'd be amazed how so many people hide about behind their fear. The fear of loving, the fear of sharing, or the fear of just being who they really are. Because from the womb until you're 5 years old, that's the time to develop all of that. And if that have not been developed during that time, then you're outside of yourself looking to fulfill those places.
Right.
You
wow.
know? And you cannot experience something that you never had.
That's true. I agree with you on that. That's true. All you can't give it, can't recognize it, can't experience it, none of that. And then
right.
I say, you know, if you got a thing you don't trust, but you want people to trust you, you have to can look at that too. You know, you know that you're trustworthy. So you know what's the problem there. The most important thing, I'm hearing you, I'm listening, but you have to trust yourself. Okay, it starts with you. Period. So when, like you say, back to where we went before, the confidence, the empowerment, the power, when you know that, then there shouldn't be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
There shouldn't be, because I know that people go through life, as you say, the naysayers or whatever, you know, anything you say, they got something else to say about it, they got a problem. Like Neosha Marie say, don't listen to nobody, okay? You know that's what's up. She brings it out there, that style, you know, just don't listen to nobody, okay? So that's her way of getting through the opening up. But you're absolutely correct, Stephanie, about the trust. Because if you didn't get it then, it takes a minute. Eventually you'll grow into it. But it all stems back to the beginning. That birth and before birth until 5 years old. That's why I like to mold them babies. Okay, I like to mold them. Why do you like the babies? I said I like to mold them. I like to let them know how that diaper hold this diaper. The niece say, Auntie, why are you telling that baby you getting ready to change her diaper? That baby don't understand what you're saying. I say, yes, she does. She understands. I said, how would you like somebody to throw you on the table and pull your panties down and don't tell you what they're getting ready to do? I need to let her know I'm getting ready to change this poopy diaper. And she understands it. Eventually, then she'll know that I'm not there to harm her. Then eventually I let her hold that diaper. Hold your own diaper. Then they can relate. You have to associate. Everything is about association, and it starts at an early age, like you
right.
say.
Right, exactly.
So then, you know, they start coming to you, pointing at the diaper. Like, throw me on that table and get this off of me. Okay, children.
Right.
You can, then they start associating. Okay, I got a bad diaper. She's going to put me on the table. She's taking her time. Let me go over here and point. That's how they learn. You know, so it is, and because they're trusting. They know that I'm not getting ready to throw them off the table. They know I'm getting ready to change that diaper. So I like to mold the little ones and see them coming to their own, you know. And then doing that, I had to move up. When I went back out, I said, what happened to the basics? Oh, my goodness, I have to change ages. I'm going to have to move up. What happened? Did they forget? So I had to move on, and that's when you start traveling in. So it's been from the infants to before they got here to the teenagers to the campus students. Now it's the universities. I say, well, you know what? I said, I guess you're growing here. And guess what? They all get taught the same way. Open your eyes and listen. Mm-hmm. Authentically. Uh-huh. We never was asked that before. I said, yeah, well, this is what you need to do. Mm-hmm. And then this is your homework. I love giving people homework, okay? That keeps them out of trouble. This is your homework. And make sure that when you start your next session, that is discussed the first thing out the box. Because, you know, and then I know who did and who didn't do it, okay? And know how to go in on them. This is something. But they have to trust me because I'm trusting myself. And not telling them anything that I haven't experienced. So it's back to what you said. You cannot do anything you haven't experienced. So if you haven't given love, don't know love, how you gonna recognize it when you see it? And that's where that compassion comes in. That's where your gut tells you, ooh, this person don't even know how to spell love. So which way am I gonna go with this? Or even looking in the mirror yourself. You know, you have to talk to yourself. You have to have conversations. That's the best person to talk to anyway, self. But just don't listen to everything it answers you because there go that second twin coming in there. So it can kind of be confusing if you don't have a handle on it. Stephanie, you know you're getting me started over here, and I'm going to shut up. You mm-hmm. always pull out that other side of me to get things going. So, okay, I'm sealing the lips. So we know about the trust. We know about... You know, getting into the core issue, and basically it starts with the trust. So when we move into that heart, what color is that heart? Red? Is that color red for the heart, for blood?
No, it's green.
It's green. Okay. So the color is green. Okay, for the heart. Okay. Well, I'm not going to interrupt anymore. I'm going to let you take it on out. We got about 5-6 minutes, and I'm going to be quiet over here. So how are you going to wrap it up for us, our wonderful educator, the author of The Healing of the Wound? I'm going to put that book out there. Before you go into the next segment, can you give them the way that they can get your book, please?
Sure. They can email me at fashion, that's F-A-S-H-I-O-N, I'm sorry, F-A-S-H-I-O-N,
mm-hmm.
B-L-Y-F-I-T, 22@gmail.com.
Okay, fashionablyfit22@gmail.com. And they can order that book. I was telling them that it's a book that they can have year after year, lifetime after lifetime. It never ends, and each time you open it up, you find another surprising thing. It's a wonderful book with illustrations, pictures, workbook, affirmations, worksheets, and if they get that book, they could stay busy for a whole year. If they get into a routine to pick it up every day, they'll be walking powerhouses. Wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I just thought I'd throw that out there on you.
Uh-huh. So I have... a closing thought.
Okay.
Actually, it's a quote from Marion Williams. She says, the more room you give yourself to express your true thoughts and feelings, the more room there is for your wisdom to emerge.
Hmm. I like that.
Do I need to repeat it?
Yes. Can you please read that? Miriam, is that M-I-R-I-A-M Williams?
It's M-A-R-I-A-N-N-E Williams. Williamson.
M-A-R-I. Spell it again one more time, please.
M-A-R-I-A-N-N-E. And the last name is... Uh-huh. Williamson.
Okay. Okay. Read it for us one more time.
All right. The more room you give yourself to express your truth, the more room there is for your wisdom to emerge.
I like that. I like that. I'm going to have to look
back. Go ahead.
I know. I'm going to have to look her up. I like that. That's
mm-hmm.
a great closing
very,
thought.
Very good. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, this all helps the individual to get to their authentic self.
Yes.
To teach them, to educate them to not live in fear.
That's true.
To empower yourself.
I don't
you know,
know
we've
you're...
been so conditioned.
Yes.
We've been so conditioned to not to be who we truly are.
Yeah,
we've
I
been
know.
Stripped from who we are. Our language has been stripped from us. Our
mm-hmm.
culture has been stripped from us.
Mm-hmm.
So this mm-hmm. will give an opportunity for us to, you know, I call it retrieving our souls from the universe.
That's true. What do I use? I call them. One of my professors used to use, I think she used 5 hours. I say revisit, reflect, restructure, reinvent, rejuvenate, and reveal. Okay, those are the auras mm-hmm. that I work with because that's what you have to do. And with the times, but you know, this COVID, this is like turning poison into medicine, I shall say, what we're going through, because it's giving people a lot of time to think. Kindness is the key. It's a bit more kindness out there. I just want us to keep it up because that's very important. Keep it kind, you know, and reflect so that we can reveal the truthness. And don't let anybody stop you from doing that. You know they got a problem with me because I keep that warrior soul out. It's like, I don't think so. I wish I could do it another way, but I don't know no other way. I'm very authentic, okay? And that's how I was taught. That's what it is. You either like me or you don't, and that's okay too. But you're going to understand. There's a young man I like to listen to, and I'll call and write his name. And when I want to laugh and hear something, I tune in on him. He's a mess in the kitchen, but I love him. And he cusses everybody out, but that's his way. And on that note, Stephanie Haynes, we're going to say we're cutting out of here. We have appreciated you coming. You always get me going in that next round. We will be looking forward to the heart chakra, which is number 4 chakra next week. And I have some information for you, so I'll try to give you a call this evening, okay, if I may. All right, we love you, Stephanie. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wounds, she got some information for you. Have a great, great, great evening, Stephanie. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh.
Break it up. Within the mystery.
Uh-huh, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Jazz.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They won't break it up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They won't break it up.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care and share with love all through the land.